USA 336, monitor.
WSID 817 monitoring.
Good morning, 817. This is WSAA 336. How you doing today?
Morning, 336. How you doing? This is 817.
I'm doing real good. You gonna walk some dogs today?
You know it, man. I just woke up, just turned the radio on, and gonna get some coffee, gonna go walk some dogs here in about an hour maybe, and yeah, you got it.
We have cats, so we don't need to walk any animals. They just prowl, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. I like cats too, but I'm kind of allergic to at least most of them. But yeah, I like cats.
Yeah, a lot of people are. My sister and my brother-in-law, they came over to visit my mom, and they were kind of nervous when the cats jumped next to them.
What about your plans? You got anything going on today? You're just going to be taking it easy?
Well, and at this point, everything is subject to change, but my plans are I got a saw to repair, and then I might be taking some equipment to a friend of mine.
What are you soldering? What kind of solder gun do you use?
No, I got a saw, a cutoff saw that I got to put a new pole on it.
Oh, okay. I misheard then. Yeah. All right. Well, you have yourself a fantastic day, and thanks for reaching out, Chuck. I'm gonna go back to monitoring for now, but maybe we'll talk a little bit later. This is WSID 817.
Yeah, very good, Mike. Maybe I'll catch up with you later. WSAA 336, clear and monitoring.
WSGI 432 monitoring.
This is WRWF 505 monitoring.
WSID 817 monitoring.
WSBC 462 monitoring.
Morning 462, WINW 329.
Morning 329, hope you're having a good start to your Sunday morning there.
Oh yeah, giving it the best shot. Doesn't look the warmest out there, but at least there's no rain. A little cool this morning, but yeah, just a relaxing day, I guess. I heard you come in there. I figured I'd say hi to you, wave a hand at you. Copy.
Copy that. I hope you have a good start of the day again there. Getting everything rolling there. It's not a bad day out there. You got some air stuff I got to take care of and whatnot there. Which repeater are you running off of out there? I'm getting a comb from my basement with my handheld today.
Yeah, I'm coming off the Mount Clemens repeater right now. I'm only about a mile from it. Sitting in my garage with the door open, looking at the outside here. But yeah, you're coming through pretty good. Got a little hiss coming through with you.
Yeah, you're not that far, too far from me there. I was wondering where people are chiming through and what people are running off of. Right, I'm going to go back on the side here and kind of monitor.
All right, top of the morning to you. Nice talking to you. Maybe we'll do it again soon. The name's Tim here. Have yourself enjoy your Sunday. I'll talk to you a little later. WRNW 329. You're back listening.
WRNW 329, WSBM 993. How's it going, Tim?
We're doing pretty good. We had you doubling up with the other station I was talking to for a minute there. I think he was signing off.
Sorry about that. Just wanted to jump in there and say good morning to you, my friend. We spoke yesterday again, but just wanted to jump in there and say good morning to you real quick. WSBM 993.
Okay, definitely appreciate it. Good morning back to you also. It's a fine day today. Every day is a good day. If you can talk on the radio and move around, every day is a good day, for sure. Appreciate it.
Roger that. Well, you enjoy your Sunday today, Tim, and enjoy your day. And we'll definitely talk again, my friend. You take care. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring after your final.
Okay, enjoy your day also. Appreciate the contact. WRNW 329, very clear and listening.
Morning, Tim. Good morning, Chad. For the SCU 844, waving the antenna at you.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you there, Sherman, WSBM
RVW 572, mobile and Grand Link.
WSGH 922, monitoring.
WSOZ 793, monitoring.
WSBM
WSCC-835, signal check, please. Anyone out there?
835, it's working very good. WSFC-793.
Copy that. Where about you located? I'm sitting in Metro Beach right now.
And I'm over here in Warren, 12 Mount Hoover area on the Mount Clemens repeater. Go ahead.
Loud and clear. Thank you very much.
No problem, man. Anytime. WSFZ 793 monitoring.
This is WSID 817 coming at you from the Saginaw repeater. I'm taking a little break out at the Saginaw County Animal Shelter and listening in. I've been listening all morning. I heard a few stations out there saying good morning. Chad, Tim, Dave, heard you all. Good morning. This is WSID 817.
Morning from WRW.
Morning back to you, 817. WSOZ-793.
Hey, good morning, 793. How you doing today, Dave?
I'm doing all right. About as good as can get there. What's happening over there? How you been?
I've had my hands full all morning, but I've been listening in too. Walking all my dogs and giving them all the peanut butter and milk bones I can handle and having a good time out here.
Yeah, roger that. How many do you have?
Personally, I have two dogs, but I'm out at the Saginaw County Animal Shelter volunteering walking dogs this morning, so I've been here since a little bit before 8, and I've worked with about a dozen dogs already, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, roger that. That is so cool of you. I commend that. I think that's the word I'm looking for. I think about them dogs a lot and stuff at the shelters and things like that. I ain't gonna go into all that, but yeah. I bet you it's some fun though, ain't it?
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. I thought back when I first started, I thought that there would be all kinds of dogs with behavioral issues, but I mean, I'd say 80-90% of the dogs in here are adoptable. I'd take them home if I didn't have a dog anyway. They're all cuddle bugs, and they're just hungry, and they want treats, and they want attention. But, yeah, I'm walking them out front on Bay Road, walking them over to Tractor Supply and back, and then filling their belly with treats and putting them back, and so they go take a nap afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, roger that. Milk bones and peanut butter, eh?
Yep, that's right. We have, you know, I walk them around a property, and then I take them back into what's called a meet and greet room, which is a room that we use to, like, introduce dogs to people that are thinking about adopting or fostering, and it's just a little room I can let them run around. I bounce tennis balls off the walls for them and feed them peanut butter.
I just imagine that in my head. That is so cool, though. At least they get some attention, you know, from somebody, whatever the case may be, instead of just being in the kennel all day and, you know, no, not too much attention from people except for feeding time and, you know, nowhere to exercise their legs and nothing. That's pretty cool. I've said it before when I first started talking to you. I wish that more people would adopt the dogs from the shelters rather than buying from the puppy farms and everything, you know. And you know, that kind of bumps me out, but that's all right. That's the way life is, I guess. They're glad.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I wish more people would adopt or help foster, because, yeah, there are, I mean, we got over 100 dogs in here. We're usually running at capacity, but we work with local rescues, and we trade dogs here and then, because just changing their environment can really help their attitude and their behavior quite a bit. You know, they get a little stir crazy, the walls start coming in on them for too long.
Yeah, that's what I meant, you know, by you, people like you coming and taking them out for walks and everything kind of takes that off, takes the edge off that stir craziness. You know, I mean, you know, you can imagine being stuck in a kennel for God knows how long, weeks, months, and the only thing is they come and feed you and occasionally let you out to clean the kennel, but, you know, that's pretty smooth. I like that. They get to take you for a walk and they get to look around and exercise their legs and everything. That's cool.
Yeah, that's right. They're kind of like little springs. You know, you kennel them up and their energy starts building. You get them out and they start bouncing off the walls. And then they calm down after a little walk. So, you know, they're not used to taking real long walks, but there's a paved walking path that's nearby, and some of the ones that are extra wound up, I take them out on that path for an extra long walk, and it wears them down really good.
Yeah, roger. Yeah, I'm one of them people who, I don't care if I say it out here, I've always been one of them people who always thought to myself, if I had a couple billion dollars, if I was rich and I could do it, man, I'd have a big, massive property open the fence up and just take every one of them in I can. Something like that, you know what I'm saying. I wish there was a way, but, you know, because the dogs are good dogs. I love cats, too, don't get me wrong, but we're on the subject of dogs here. Yeah, that's all right, man. You seem to be really into it, man. I commend you for that. I do. It's just something that I like hearing about. They're okay.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a bunch of volunteers out here. We got probably half a dozen volunteers out here this morning. So we're doing pretty good. We're getting the dogs out. And yeah, I appreciate that. I just finished my smoke, so I'm going to go back in. I'm going to continue to monitor, but, you know, I'm in and out of the building, so I don't try to transmit while I'm in there, because I don't think I'd sound very good.
Yeah, all right. Fine business. Let me get back what I'm doing and monitor and, you know, whatever the day brings. But a great talking to you it is. And like I said, man, I love hearing about that. So You sounded really good, too. Full quieting. No noise, no nothing. Just all you, so in case you wanted to know that. If you ever get a translator, if you want to try to transmit from the building, just give me a holler or just key down. I know your numbers. You know, I'll answer you if nobody else does or whatever the case. Anyway, you have yourself a good rest of the day if I don't talk to you. And we'll talk to you later, my friend. WSFZ 793, clear on your final.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, I'm gonna continue to monitor, and I'm gonna be in and out of the building. But you know, I can try. I'll try a couple of times. There's one meet and greet room in particular that I like to sit in, and maybe I'd like to see if I have reception in there or not. I can usually hear all right in there, but I'll try to transmit to see if anybody can hear me. I'm going back to monitoring for now, and I'm gonna walk a few more dogs. This is WSID 817.
Roger, Roger.
Hey, Dave, oh, you're out here.
Hey, who's calling me?
Yeah, hey, David, Sean, WRUU 850. I know you're out here a bit, and then you're on the Mount Clemens. So since we put the new machine in, have you noticed any improvements or any difference? I think that noise that it was doing is gone.
Yeah, hello, Sean. Yeah, big improvement. It works great. The tail, when you unkey, the tail's a little long sometimes, but that's nothing to nitpick over. No, it's working great there, okay.
All right, yeah, real good. The few times I've checked it seemed like it was working good. And, the tail on this is rather long, and is what it is. It's a little different repeater than I'm used to running. I run Motorola repeaters normally. This was a 10-watt I had laying around and put it to use because I needed the Motorola elsewhere for its capabilities. So, okay, very good. I'm impressed with how well it's working myself, so I just wanted to verify. Have a good day. And, hey, dog people, they're good people. If you're not a dog person, 50-50. If you're a dog person, it's 100%. Good person. Catch you later. All my dogs are rescues, one way or the other. It's the only way to go. All right. Just listening for a while. Guys, take care. WRUU 850 after yours.
Yeah, right, John. It's good to hear, man. Dog rescue. You're a dog person. I'm a dog person all the way, too. So it was good to hear 817 talked about that stuff. Yeah, you did a really great job on the Mount Clemens. That long tail, like I said, is nothing. It ain't nothing compared to how good that Mount Clemens repeater is working. We appreciate it. And thanks for fixing it up. And thanks for operating it, too, on top of that. Anyway, you have yourself a good day, my friend. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring. WSID 817, WSID 817, WSBM 993 mobile, copy.
Copy that, 993. I'm driving right now, but I'll call you back in like 5 minutes.
Oh, it's all good. I was just jumping out there to give you a shout-out, just to say hello is all. Hope your day and whatnot is going well. You enjoy yourself. Safe travels on the road, and we'll talk to you a little later. WSBM 993 Mobile, clear and monitoring.
Copy that, 993. You have yourself a fantastic day. I'm driving right now, but I'll be home here in a couple minutes, and I'll be monitoring. This is WSID 817. WSBM 993, Chad, you out there? No answer from 993, this is WSID 817, continuing to monitor.
WSOZ 793 monitoring.
Dave, year round, WSBM 993 portable.
Yeah, come on, Chad. WSOC 793.
Roger that. I heard you out there a few minutes ago. Just wanted to jump in and say hello to you. Hope your day is going well for you and all that good stuff. How you doing today, my friend?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Feeling pretty good. And no surprise I ain't got no pain from the quick temperature change, but I'm feeling all right. How you doing today?
Oh, doing pretty good, pretty decent, you know, just a normal day, you know, normal Sunday, you know, just an average day. Weather's a little cool, and just kind of taking it easy, and that's about it, you know, doing okay. Copy?
Yeah, roger that. No problem copying you. You got you sound really good as usual. How did them how'd them new radios work out?
Hey, roger that. I'm on it right now, actually. The Bofang there, the one that my buddy Rick programmed for me there. So I'm on it right now, actually. Copy?
Yeah, roger that. Excuse me. Yeah, roger that. Sounds great. Sounds really good. Good and clean and practically no noise or nothing there, just like your normal. I wouldn't be able to tell which radio you're on there, roger.
Hey, roger that. Hey, I was just talking to my buddy Ed, WSGV254, the one that gifted me those Bofangs and that DD20. He just texted me because I was talking to him. He wanted to know if you might be interested in selling those Bofang batteries that you can't use. He was inquiring on that. Copy?
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I'd be interested. I can't do nothing with them. At first I thought I'd just keep them, and if I ever make a project or something, I can cut them open or leave them like they are and parallel the two together or something. But they're still in the box, still in the wrappers, and the USB charge cords are with them and everything. Yeah, I'd be looking to get rid of them.
Hey, roger that. Yeah, I think he's monitoring right now. He's not talking much, but he's monitoring. He was texting me right now because we're working on that DD20 that he gifted me. Been having some issues with the DD20 there. When I key that microphone, it's been giving me, making a weird noise and acting kind of funny and weird and stuff. So we got that situated under warranty replacement. So, they're going to be sending me a new DD20.
Yeah, roger that. I was about to ask you about that. So they're going to send you a new one. They're going to let you keep the old one?
Roger that. Yeah, roger that. They're going to let me keep the old one. They said no issues there. They said I didn't have to return it or send it back. So, I'm going to check with Ed and see what he wants me to do on that, if he wants it back or if he wants me just to keep it or what. But if I end up keeping it or he wants me to keep it, then I'll just keep it for a backup or a spare and maybe just order a new microphone for it and have it for a backup. Hopefully, if by ordering a new microphone, that might take care of the problem. I don't know.
Yeah, roger that. I heard you talking about that the other day. Now, this is just my opinion, so you don't have to take it at full throttle, but I don't think it's in the microphone. I don't think ordering a microphone's going to solve it myself, you know. But there is circuitry inside the microphone, obviously, and I don't know if any of that circuitry in the microphone can cause that. You know, so in my opinion, I don't think a mic's going to help you.
Roger that. Well, like I said, it would only be like a $22 or $21 loss if it isn't the microphone. Replacing microphones like $20, $22. So it'd only be a $20, $22 loss if it is the microphone. But like you said, it may not be. But I could always send the microphone back or just keep it or whatever. But appreciate that FYI, though. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's not in the microphone. Maybe it's something internally with the radio. So I just thought by going ahead and getting a full replacement would probably have, you know, been the best bet to go, just in case it wasn't the microphone, or isn't the microphone, I should say. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. Oh, well, $22, I guess you can't go wrong. I kind of forget that they're not that expensive. I never priced one, but $22 is pretty much worth it, you know, to take a shot at it. The guy that you had looked at it, whoever you took it to the last time, or anything, has anybody done a factory reset on it and reprogram it?
Yeah, copy that, Roger. Yeah, we have done that. And like I said, it's still kind of acting up intermittently. So, like I said, it has to be either the microphone or something internally with the radio, I'm guessing. I don't know, but like I said, warranty replacements, sending a new one now, so we'll have that one up and running shortly.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, like I said, the only time mine was doing that was I was talking to a bunch of people out here, one after the other. You know how I get long-winded sometimes, and I got my radio very hot, and it started doing that. I'd key up, and the green light would stay there, and it'd just beep. And like I said, if I jump up a channel and jump back down, change the channel up one, then come back down here, it'd key up. So I found out the damn radio was red hot, and I figured. But since then, it hasn't done it there, okay.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I haven't noticed the radio getting hot or anything like that. I have checked to make sure it wasn't getting hot or overheated or whatever, and haven't noticed it getting hot or anything like that, so, yep, for sure.
Well, if you, I don't know if you can spot them, or if you can find somebody who does, first thing I would do, either if you open it up or take it to somebody, what I would do, if it was mine, I'd open it up and I'd look at all the solder joints on the circuit board and see if there's any bad solder joints on the board. So a lot of times, that's usually the problem, because these things are, they don't hand solder these at the factory. It's machine soldering, and it's not the best, and you're going to find bad joints and stuff there. That's what I think it probably is going to be, a bad solder joint. Roger.
Copy that, Roger, on that, for sure. Possibly, yeah, it could be. You talking about internally inside the radio itself or internally inside of the circuitry board and the microphone or whatnot? WSBM 993 for radio identification purposes.
WSFZ 793 ID. No, in the radio. I'm sure the problem, I'm pretty in my head from what, you know, experience I had with electronics and everything. In my head, it tells me it's in the radio. It's going to be in the radio. But, you know, hey, you know, I'm not always right. So you plug a new mic in there and everything's functional. It could be the same thing, too. You could open the mic up and look at the circuit board and look for bad joints. But I'm talking about inside the radio itself. If you plug a new mic in there and it still pulls the same thing, then I would pop the radio open and, well, I don't know about you. I don't know if you can tell a bad solder joint from a good joint, but it's pretty obvious, you know. But probably have to have a magnifying glass or something. But I'd check for bad solder joint. It's probably going to be a bad solder joint somewhere there, okay.
Copy that. Yeah, I just my inclination is I think it's the microphone, but like I said, I could be wrong. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's something internal in the radio. Like I said, I'm not a radio engineer or technician, so I got to save that for those individuals that are more trained and skilled. But no, I won't be opening it up the inside of the radio by any means. I'm not trained or skilled in that area, so we definitely leave it to the technicians or engineers on that.
I would suggest that you not do it anyway yourself. The way these today's stuff is, you know, if you got any, you go screwing around inside the radio, touching the solder joints and stuff, and you got static on your fingers, build up from carpet and stuff, man, you can end up taking out the processor and everything. You know, no, if I opened up the radio, if I had that radio and I opened it up, first thing I'd do is ground myself. And my soldering iron before I go messing around. You touch something in there, and if you got static buildup on your fingers, at that static door can flow through the circuitry and blow out the processor and stuff there, okay?
Hey, Roger that. I hear you. All right, Dave, well, I'm going to jump back off here. I got to make a couple phone calls real quick. I've got a couple phone calls. I got to return real quick, and then I got to give that a call. But anyways, we'll be back in touch with you. I'll let him know that you're interested in, selling those or whatever, and he can reach out to you or get with you or whatever on it. Sounds good there? Copy?
Yeah, Roger, if I'm keying up over the chick there, keying up over the, if I'm making it over the repeater ID. Yeah, no problem, man. All right, sounds good. You're sounding really good. It's good talking to you, my friend, and glad you're doing all right. And I'll go ahead on there. WSFZ 793, and I'm back monitoring.
Roger that. Sounds good, Dave. We'll be talking with you again soon. WSBM 993, clear off the frequency temporarily. We'll be back. We have another station in there, but real staticky. We can't make you out there trying to come in. WSBM 993. WSBM 993, portable monitoring.
Station 993, Chad, are you out there? This is 817. WSBM 993, are you out there? This is WSID 817. I'm a little shocked, but no answer from 993, so I'm going to clear WSID 817.
Yeah, it's a rarity. WSDH 922.
How you doing, Station 922? I'm looking for Chad. I was going to ask him, or really anyone on this frequency, if they play any computer games, because I just had a little, maybe a couple personal questions for him. So I hear him on the radio all the time. I'm curious.
993, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Chad? I was gonna ask you, do you play any computer games? I'm on Blizzard and Steam and all that. This is WSID 817.
Negative. No, I do not. Appreciate the inquiry, though, for sure, definitely. Didn't mean to cut off 922 there, but I did hear you calling me. No, sir, but I appreciate it, though, definitely.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'm just curious. How you doing today, Greg? I don't think I've heard, I don't think I've spoken to you yet today.
I'm doing pretty good, Mike. Just a little bit busy today. Did a little mow the yard and cooking out on the grill. And the first lady here, it's her birthday, so kind of spending time with her a little bit.
Ah, so you're on the other side, too. You are Kilo Lima Lima, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Whiskey Delta 8, Kilo Lima Lima.
I heard you speaking with Detroit Rock City earlier, and I can't quite reach those repeaters very clearly, but I would definitely wish your significant other a happy birthday.
She heard you, Mike, and said thank you very much. She's always out here listening.
Okay, cool. So you're probably sitting out grilling or smoking. That's something to eat for dinner. So that sounds like a fantastic afternoon, Sunday afternoon. I'm not grilling anything. I'm not gonna be hungry again today, but just chilling, listening on the radio, and wanted to tell you to have a fantastic day.
Why, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Yeah, we're just hanging out today. I got the old smoker rolling, got some ribs on, and we're gonna do a flank steak. And the daughter's coming over, and about 4 o'clock we'll be hanging out.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I'm sitting out on my back deck, and I gotta go walk my dogs here in a minute. I went and walked dogs all morning at the shelter, if you were listening earlier, but I'm gonna be walking dogs all day, because that's what I love to do.
Yeah, that's great. I heard you talking about the volunteering at the shelter and all that. That's good. You got a good heart for sure. To rescue those dogs like that, I'm a firm believer in that as well. I'm a big dog lover. Had a couple black labs, and they both lasted about 12, 13 years, but I haven't got another one yet, but maybe soon. The other better half just said, hopefully soon, so we'll see.
Yeah, I copy that. I decided, a couple of years ago that I'm a two dog minimum guy from here on for the near future. So yeah, I got a couple of them. I've got Neo, that's Nancy, Echo, Oscar, like from the Matrix. I didn't name him. I just didn't change his name from when he was at the shelter. I got little Ducky, Delta, Uniform, Charlie, Kilo, Yankee. Again, I didn't change the name, but it kind of suits her, so I'm kind of glad I stuck with it.
That sounds cool. Neil and Ducky. Yeah, good for you. All right, my friend, I'm going to jump back out of here and monitor a little bit. But, if you hear me on the other side, reach out. I think you said you're on the BERT repeater, which is linked to the Flint one I listen to. So we should be able to communicate over there for sure. All right, Mike, we'll talk to you later. WSGH 922 will be clearing your final.
All right, take it real easy, 922. I think I'm like 11 or 12 miles away from the BERT repeater, so I think it's a little bit hard to reach for me. Well, I don't know. Take it easy. I'll be monitoring WSID 817.
USDM 993 mobile and monitoring.
Whiskey Romeo Whiskey Victor 675 listening. BRW V 675 CQ Madison Heights Michigan.
Afternoon Madison Heights Michigan, Saginaw Michigan here. WSDM 993 mobile copy.
Yeah, QSL, 993 mobile. Didn't get the first part of it, but I will. Yep, WRW V675, yep, over here, fixed in Madison Heights. We've been listening to this one here, wondered if I could make the connection with anybody, being a little bit farther away from Mount Clemens than some of the people. Anyways, yeah, I got full quieting on you down here in southeast Michigan. Sounded good.
Roger that. Sounds real good up this way as well. Whiskey Sam Bravo Mike 993, copy.
Yeah, got Whiskey Sam Bravo Mike 993. Okay, yep. This is WRW V675. This is my call. Handle was Dan Delta Alpha November.
Copy that, Dan. First name is Chad Charlie Henry Alpha Delta.
Yep, QSL, Chad. All right, hope all's going good. You're mobile, I think, is what you said, I believe. I'm kind of new to the, I've been a ham for years. I got my general, but I don't do a whole lot of GMRS. I just kind of got into it, but it's been pretty interesting so far. So I finally got this radio is also a digital radio, so I've kind of been exploring that a little bit, too. But I was basically I'm a low band guy, but I've always had a 2 meter 440 rig. So yeah, it's been interesting the last 5 or 6 years how the changes have come around, and I've actually kind of enjoyed it since I got a radio that's capable of all of that.
Copy that. Yeah, it's definitely doing the job, man. Working really good, sounding loud and clear here in Saginaw on the Saginaw repeater, and it's doing quite well. Full quieting. Sounds really good, man. Glad to hear you over here on the GMRS radio side as well. Definitely. You have yourself a great one, and good communicating with you. Hope to do it again sometime. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
Whiskey Sierra Bravo Mike 993. All right, Ken. Thanks for the comeback, and we'll catch you on down the log. This is Whiskey Romeo Whiskey Victor 675. We're clear.
WITG 959, to all you GRMRS bullfang enthusiasts out there. Radiodity is throwing a 2-day sale. They have two GT3Bs, which are 8-watt radios that can be opened up to GMRS for $29. Repeat, that's two for $29. They also come with a Nagoya 771 style antenna. Of course, it's got Radiodity's name on it, so I don't know if it's an actual Nagoya or not. But just thought I'd throw that out there. WITG 959.
959, WSBM 993, copy.
Good afternoon to you, Chad.
Hey, Rick, just checking in here. So DD20G mobile unit that we worked on over there, we have a warranty replacement being sent from Amazon under the warranty replacement. So I just wanted to give you a heads up on that. They said to go ahead and keep the current one that I currently have now. So just thought I'd give you an FYI on that, and let you know what's going on. WSBM 993.
Well, that's cool of them to do that. Good deal on that. That way you'll have a backup, too. Like you said, I don't know if it's in the microphone or if it's in the radio, but it's definitely somewhere, because the reset obviously didn't work.
Roger that. So what we'll do when we get the new one, we'll plug in the microphone from the new DB20 into the one that I got now, play around with it, see if it does it. If it does act up, then we know it obviously is a microphone. If it doesn't, then I guess, what I'm saying is if it may or may not be the microphone, like you said, it could be in the radio, but I'll plug the new microphone in and see if it does it, and then go from there, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's a good plan. And then if it does do it, then we know it's the radio, and we'll just have to throw, I've still got the code plug for that on my computer, so all you gotta do is bring it over, and all I gotta do is just copy it into it. It'll just take a minute. But yeah, that's a good plan.
That way you can kind of narrow it down before you actually move on to just using the new one.
Yeah, because if it is the microphone, I could, like you said, always get a new microphone for the one that I got now and just get a, you know, have an extra mic or whatever, you know, and go that way, you know, and that for sure.
Well, yeah, then you can use the new one or the old one, whichever, for a base station. I mean, you've got the power supply for it, so you use that for a base station at home.
I mean, yeah, plus I still have the DB25. So, yeah, wow. Definitely.
Yeah, but unfortunately that DB25 sounds like crap. I don't know what it is with those radios, but they're not good radios. But, I mean, it was better when it was standing still, so maybe it would be okay as a base.
Actually, when I was using it in the house, there was no, you know, weird noises or, you know, interference noise coming in. When I used it in the car, it just made that interference noise, you know, that whining noise and that fun noise. But when I use it in the house, no issues.
Yeah, I'm guessing they just went the cheap route on the circuitry of those 25Gs and didn't put very good filters in them and stuff, so that's probably why they sound like that in a moving vehicle. Just don't have the good circuitry to block that stuff out.
Copy that, yeah, because the DB20 that I'm on right now in the car or whatever, it's not making that noise or hasn't been making any of them noises, so, yeah, evidently so.
Well, that's because that's an Anytone radio. I think the DB25 is a copy of the, is actually a QYT radio with a Radiodity sticker on it. It's just like the DB20 is a Anytone 779 with a Radiodity sticker on it.
I copy that one. I hear you for sure. But, yeah, I did see that Radio Oddity special they were running there on those radios, though. I did see that. Definitely a good deal on that, too, by the way, for sure. Those are ham radios or amateur radios, though, correct?
Well, they all are. It's just a matter of what frequencies are open on them. And you've got one of those GT3Bs, I think, don't you? And you use it on GMRF.
Talking about the one that you just programmed the other day, right? WSDM 993 for radio identification.
No, I thought you had one of those. I thought you had one of those already for a while now. When you first came over with your handheld, you had an orange one. I thought that was a GTB or a GT3B.
No, that orange one is a 15 Pro, GMR, whatever, 15 Pro or whatever, that orange one.
Oh, the GT3B is just basically the same as that orange one you have. It's just got a different number to it now or whatever, but it's basically the same radio. So it can be used on GMRF and AM.
I know the orange one that I got, that's strictly GMRS only. That's strictly a GMRS radio. That won't do a ham.
All right, we're getting into semantics now because I can guarantee you that if you brought that radio over here in 5 minutes, I could have it doing ham stations.
Oh, very, very possible then. It could be, possibly, but it said on there GMRS only when I ordered it, but, I mean, it's very possible. I'm not doubting it. Anything's possible, so it is very possible you're right. Them two that you programmed the other day, those HTs, those are ham radio compatible as well, too, so, yep, definitely.
Have you used either one of those? Are they working correctly and doing everything you need them to do?
Seem to be working pretty good, actually. Not bad.
All righty, then. Well, when you get the new DB20, then do the mic test on it and everything, and if, like I said, if you need to, just let me know, and you can bring the new one over, and we can program that real quick. And I'm going to go back on the side here for a little while and get some stuff done. So I will talk at you later. Have a good rest of your afternoon. WITG 959.
Hear that, Rick? Copy. Definitely sounds good, man. We'll definitely be in touch with you. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
WRQE 419, monitoring.
WRVV 525.
WSHW 556. WSBM 993. Copy. Final call. WSHW 556. WSBM 993. Copy.
WSBM 993 mobile. Go ahead.
Hey, Yar, I was beginning to think you went off the air for a second. How's it going today?
You're doing pretty well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Yesterday and today, I've been getting parts for my RC. Finally got a bunch of the radio electronics upgraded. You know, new motor, new batteries, new controller, new remote, and I just got a bunch of other parts to fix my steering and my front suspension. So, it's been going pretty good so far.
That's awesome, man. Wonderful. That's good to hear. Awesome, for sure. Sounds good. Glad your Sunday is going well, and back to the good old work headquarters again tomorrow, eh?
It'll be back to work tomorrow, and unfortunately I'm going to have to let one of my coworkers know to order a windshield for my car. About a week ago, my rear view mirror fell off because the glue failed, and I got a kit from AutoZone to properly re-glue it, and then yesterday on my way home from Showtime over on Bay, my rear view came off again, and this time it took a chunk of glass with it, so unfortunately I gotta replace my windshield this time.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm still looking for a doggone used windshield for my car as well. I need to get one. I've called everywhere, man. I haven't really had any luck locating any used ones. Prefer to get a used one rather than paying the big price for a new one, you know, but I don't know.
Have you tried calling Breakers where I work? Because we didn't have one for my Prius in stock, but they found one that had one, and it's like $75 for the windshield, and I think it comes with the mirror, too. If you want, I could talk to my coworker tomorrow about your vehicle, see if we could get one for you.
Roger that. That'd be great. See if they can find a used one or something. Yeah, that would be decent. Front windshield, actually. Front windshield. 2005 Buick Century. 05 Buick Century front windshield. Yeah, I've tried breakers. I've tried Bay City Junkyard, Midland. I haven't really tried anything down in Flint or anything, really, but... then, you know, if I was to pick it up, I'm really, you know, skeptical about transporting it, then the doggone thing shatter all over the place. So, trying to see if I can find something more local, you know, to find one, you know.
All right, well, I got the info for your vehicle, the 05 Buick Century, saved for a windshield, so... I'll keep my eye out, and if I find one, I'll let you know, and I'll talk to my coworker, see if she can find one anywhere. Because if she can find it through somewhere else, we can have it directly shipped to us, and then you can come and get it. So I'll definitely keep you updated on that.
Hey, Roger that. We appreciate you, Shane. Definitely appreciate you. Hopefully you might be able to come across something out there for sure. And that'd be great. But, all right, man, sounds good. I'm going to go up in here for a minute. So thanks for reaching out to me, and we'll definitely be in touch. WSBM 993 Mobile, clear and monitored after your final.
Yeah, not a problem. Always happy to help somebody. Like I said, I'll keep an eye out. I'll let my coworker know to check our computer since we're linked with a bunch of other salvage yards. If we find something, I'll let you know the next time I talk to you. But other than that, be safe out there. It was good talking to you again. Hope to do it again soon. WSHW 556, here in monitoring.
WSHR 566 to WSGU 844. Are you out there?
Station 218. Station 218. WIUG 48. Copy.
WIUG
48,
clear.
Station 544. WIUG 48, copy.
WRUG 488. WRUG 488. WSBM 993, copy.
Yeah, Jack. What's happening and how you doing?
Roger, I heard you out there. Just wanted to jump in and say hello to you. Hope your Sunday's going well. Hope all is well your way down there in Rochester Hills. And hopefully you're having a great Sunday. Just wanted to jump in and say hello. And that's about it, my friend. So hope all is going well your way.
Yeah, and thank you. Thank you for that. Anyhow, how's the radio? Have you got a program?
Yep, Adam got them all programmed, the two handhelds. I have another DD20G coming to me on Tuesday. The one that I'm currently on right now and the mobile that I'm talking on right now is having some intermittent difficulties or technical problems with when I key the microphone. It intermittently will make like a beeping noise or a weird noise, and won't allow it to transmit, and then it'll, like, come and go or whatever, so I don't know. It's just been really acting kind of weird, so Amazon is warrantying the radio and going to send a replacement. I said to go ahead and keep the one that I currently have, so that's where we're at.
Well, that's good. Anyhow, good to hear from you and good talking to you, Chad. Take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48.
Same to you as well, Jack. You take care as well, my friend, and we'll definitely do it again. WSDM 993 mobile, clear and monitoring.
WSFX 302, WSFX 302, monitoring.
Station 966, station 966, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WSFZ 793,
listen. WSBC 835, looking for a signal check, please.
You're loud and clear, 835.
We're about to be located. Southgate here.
Located in McComb Township, Hall Road, Hall Road in North Avenue area.
Right on, loud and clear.
Repeat that, I didn't hear you.
You are coming in loud and clear, southern Wayne County, well, middle Wayne County, Southgate area.
Yeah, affirmative. The Mount Clemens repeater is only about a mile, 2 miles away from where I'm at, so that's probably why you hear me so good.
WSFZ 793, back monitoring. WSID 817, you out there? WSFZ 793. No contact, Mike. 817. WSFZ 793, monitoring.
Welcome back, 793. I was just programming a radio, and I thought I heard my call sign out there, but I wasn't sure. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I dozed off for a second, and I don't know what's going on these days. What are you programming?
I am preparing a code plug for my DMR that shows up tomorrow, that I'm very excited about.
Yeah, Roger that. What kind of, what make is it?
It's a Redivis HD2.
Yeah, Roger that. So I assume you have software you're going to program from the computer?
That's right. I downloaded the CPS from Redivis, and it is a nightmare to use. I will report that.
How would it be a nightmare to use?
It's a nightmare to input the channels into the CPS directly, and it's glitchy because it defaults to a digital channel. So you put in the frequency, it defaults to digital channel, and then you switch it to analog, and it does a bunch of, it seems to be doing actions in the background to switch from analog to digital. Anyway, I've had it crash on me a couple of times now, but the only thing that saves it is that you can import and export the comma separated value Excel sheet, essentially, with the channel list. So I'm generating my my channel list in Google Sheets, and then I'm importing it from Google Sheets into the CPS.
Yeah, Roger that. Boy, you lost me on a lot of that. I have no idea. Wow. You know, over here, the DB20 was simple as anything to program from the computer and my Golfangs. Once I learned how to use Terp, I fell in love with that. And like I uploaded to the computer after I got the DB20 running. I had it, I hooked it up and had it had software download the files to my DB20, the repeaters and everything, and I have them saved up in my documents. And same thing with my Baofeng. So if anything goes wrong, all I have to do is plug the radio into the computer, retrieve the file, and tell it to upload to the radio there, Roger.
Copy that. I got a couple of Baofengs, and I use Chirp software to program those. Yeah, those are much simpler, but the whole digit, I don't know if all of the CPSs are like this for DMR, but it's a lot, and I'm not familiar with it all, so I'm watching YouTube videos on how to program in talk groups now. So I did figure out how to do talk groups, so once I get my DMR, I'll be tuning in all over, but, yeah, I was talking to another station on here about talk groups, and I didn't know anything about it. He wasn't sure either, so if he's listening, I got it figured out.
Yeah, Roger that. That I have no idea about. I don't know nothing about that. I've heard people saying stuff about digital, but like I said, most of my life in radio was all done in HF. You know, I know all about it. When I started on GMRS up here, I don't know. Even back then when I was working on stuff on HF and everything, I knew nothing about up here. UHF or VHF. So I'm kind of like a newbie up here. I learned a lot about repeaters and how all this stuff works. But this digital stuff and everything, I don't have no idea what it's about there, okay.
Yeah, I'm still learning about it. Seems like every day I'm picking up on new information, so, but essentially there are a bunch of internet-linked repeaters for the DMR network. And I got them all programmed into I got them all on the CPS, so I'm just going to flash the radio as soon as it comes and test it out. I can't wait.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I heard the term DMR before, but like I said, I heard a couple people out here talking about digital, but they lost me. You know, I assume you're talking about, too, you have to have a ham operator's license for that stuff, right?
Roger, that, yeah, you have to have a ham, and, yeah, it's just, it's a whole nother ball game. It really changes things up. The only thing that I can tell you about the DMR is I'm pretty sure it's the precursor to a cell phone. So you can program in different zones that you're in, and it'll bring up different stations depending on your location. It is fascinating stuff.
WRUZ283.
Yeah, I got you in there, 283. Yeah, that does sound fascinating to me. It is a little fascinating. But, all right, I'm going to go sit on the side. Mike, you can go ahead and let that breaker go there. And I'm gonna go get me something to drink, come back and monitor. So we'll talk to you in a minute, or a few. WSFC 793, I'm monitoring after yours.
This is WSID 817. Go ahead, station.
Yeah, okay, very good. Name here is Paul, Papa Alpha Uniform Lima. I heard you guys talking about DMR, and I'm also a ham, and I also have DMR. It's pretty cool. It's a whole nother game, basically. I have an Anytone 878 UV radio, and it does DMR analog two meter 440, and it's pretty interesting. But it takes a little bit to get your head around it, you know. So back to you.
Copy that, Paul. My name is Mike. I'll give you my call sign on the other side. It's Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec. It is a whole nother ball of wax, and I'm new to the radio community, just period. I think I just started listening to GMRS like last week, but I've been listening to ham a little bit longer. I just finally got my GMRS call sign last week, and I've been chit-chatting a little bit here and there, and I've been talking to Jack, which is a 488, and I was like, I just got my ham license, isn't that great? And Jack's like, have you heard of DMR? And I'm like, I have not heard of DMR. And so I had to look it up to see what the difference was, and I had to get my hands on DMR as soon as I found out about it.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's really good. You know, it's I like the learning process of it, and it makes a whole, you know, it makes a whole difference with all the talk groups and you know, building the CPS and putting it all together, making it work. And the 878 UV is, I would say it's, you know, one of the easiest radios to program, and a lot of these Chinese knockoff radios are, the programming's really wonky in it. But, yeah, it works out, you know, works out really well. And I also own a FTM-300DR, and that works pretty good. I've got all the DMR or all the Wires X frequencies in and everything. So yeah, it works pretty good. Back to you.
Copy that, Paul. Yeah, I'm looking forward to learning. You know, I was looking on the internet, and I found some forums. You know, there's some guys out there that are saying, just download a plug and put it in your radio, and there's other guys that are saying, don't do that. You're not going to learn the technology unless you do it by hand. And, I mean, I like to go as fast as as fast as humanly possible. So I was looking at different plugs out there, but they're not nearly as complete as I want them to be. So, yeah, I'm going to fill this radio. As soon as this radio comes, I'm filling it up. Yeah, I want to hear exactly what's going on out there.
Yeah, I've been a ham for about 30 years, and I got into a lot of satellite work, and I liked doing the satellite. It was really good. I worked AO-27 when that was operational. No longer operational, but I really enjoyed that, and I've also had the DMR. I also have a FT5DR and a 3DR by ASU and at home, and I use it's called Supermon. You can actually download it. It's Linux, and you can set it up on your computer. You can control with the software, you know, what nodes you want it to talk to. And I also run AllScan, and AllScan does basically the same thing. It's a cool program. There's a whole bunch of things you can do with it. It's amazing, you know, so it's endless. I could say it's endless. It's all what you want to spend. I have a Sherry node. Called a Sherry node, and I have one for GMRS, and I have one for DMR, and I can run GMRS on one of my Sherry nodes. So, yeah, you can just keep going and going and going.
Well, I absolutely love that. It goes that it just goes on and on, because I'm into things that do that. you said that some of those programs run on Linux. I am particularly interested in that kind of stuff, too. I work on Linux as for a living, and I'm pretty deep into it. I'm a shell script writer and a, you know, Python script writer, and I mean, I'll compile some C++, but I wouldn't consider myself a developer by any means. But, yeah, I love all that, so I can't wait to get my hands in it.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have any problems, then, if you do that for a living. You know, get on the internet and look up Supermon. It's not M-A-N, it's M-O-N. I believe it's 7.2 version, and then AllScan. They both work in conjunction of each other, and you set up, you know, your node. You register for your DMR node, then you could set all that up in Linux, and AllScan in Linux. Read the whole article before you do it. It's very complex, and you know, a lot of details on setting it all up and everything. You can actually set it up remote too on your phone and control your node through the internet on your phone, so it you don't have to be at home to do it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty great. So I pulled up AllScan, I'll read about that, and I'm going to read about Supermon as well. One of the main reasons I wanted to get a DMR is because there's a DMR repeater like a mile away from my house, and but the 70 centimeter bands are all like 10 miles away or more. So I'm having a hard time coming in clear on those repeaters, I think, but there's the 2 meter band in Saginaw that obviously I can hit super easily.
Yeah, like I said, you know, read on setting up the Supermon and downloading the image. You gotta have a Raspberry Pi and a Sherry node in order to do it. so you got to buy that. And, yeah, there's a lot of repeaters around that are connected to DMR and Echolink and everything else. So, yeah, it's pretty complex, you know, getting it all to work, you know, perfectly. But once you get it working, you shouldn't have an issue with it. There's endless possibilities.
All right, I think he cut off a little bit at the end there, but so I pulled up the All-Star. It looks like you can just buy a Raspberry Pi with an All-Star. Maybe there's a hat on top of this. I don't know. But Sherry, Shari. It's a hamproject.info. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's correct. It's you can get a Sherry, and then you can either get a pie hat or a pie hat for it, or there's different ways you can actually do it. It depends on what you want to get, you know, what you want to spend and different things. It's totally up to you, but I would look into the Sherry node or DMR nodes, you know, any of that.
All right, now I really appreciate that advice. I guess I just have one more question for you before if you're gonna sign off or start monitoring again. Have you ever heard of what is this called? It's Mesh. Mesh. It's LORA, long range. It works off the 915 megahertz band. I don't have any webpages pulled up. Stand by for just a moment. Meshtastic.
No, I never heard of that. I never heard of that whatsoever. Also, you can, if you have a Android phone, once you get your DMR ID, you can actually use your DMR ID to get onto, what is it called? Hold on one second.
All right, I'm still standing by. This is 817.
Okay, look up, so you can use, it's called DudeStar for your Droid. You can actually get on Yaesu Fusion D-Star M17P25NXDN and DMR. You might be interested in that. Instead of getting a Sherry node, you can transmit right through your DudeStar.
I'm not seeing anything from, like, DuStar. You might have to spell it for me. I'm looking, I'm not seeing anything. There's DroidStar. Is that close enough? I don't know.
It's called DudeStar, DudeStar. DudeStar, you can install that on either your PC or your Android phone.
Got it now. It's pulled up. I'll look into that a little bit later. But it's been really good talking to you, Paul. Thank you so much for all the information. This has been fantastic. Love to learn about stuff like that.
Yeah, it's really cool. You know, you can look into that, and you know, it's up to you totally what you want. There's other options also. You know, it depends on how far you want to go with it. Some people have multiple different ways to connect. So nice talking with you, and we'll see 73s.
WRUZ 283.
See that, Paul? 73s. Have a fantastic day, and I'll continue monitoring. This is WSID 817.
WSID 817, WSID 817, WSBM 993, copy.
See that, station 993, go ahead.
Hey, Mike, I got a question for you. You were talking about code plugs. Do you have any way of locating or tracking down any code plugs for a specific radio by any chance?
I'd have to search a little bit. I did see a post on Reddit with somebody posted a link in there. I mean, sometimes, at least with the Redivis that I'm trying to work with, they have code plugs on their website. So sometimes you can check the manufacturer website to see if there's any plugs on there for your particular radio. But I'm going to look to see if I can find that link and see if it's relevant or not.
Roger that. Yeah, this is a specific radio. It's actually a Motorola radio, actually.
Stand by. I'm looking up that link. Right, I'm back. It is, I think if you just look up Bridgecom, Bridgecom system, or Bridgecom, or the comment also says your local ham club. But I think I did look on Bridgecom systems. Yeah, there's a whole page dedicated to downloading a plug, and it's all separated by state. And Michigan has maybe 7 entries in there. I don't know how complete these are. I looked at maybe 1 or 2 of these, and I didn't want to even use them because they're very particular to whatever user uploaded them.
Roger that. Yeah, I don't even know if it would be relevant to what I need it for. This is specific to Motorola radio, actually, a Motorola radio, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. I think this is going to be something you're going to want to use. Cause, like I said, I checked out 2 of the 7, and I didn't like either of them. So, probably not useful to you, but, you know, good on you for asking anyway.
Roger that. I just thought I'd throw in there and ask or whatnot to see if you might know or whatnot. But, all right, man, we'll appreciate it. Let you get back to your business there. WSBM 993.
Yeah, have a great night, 993. This is WSID 817 monitoring.
Yes, CK 81, stand by.
Station 218,
WRUB 288, copy. Hello, 218, WRUB 229, standing by.
Station 218, WRUB 288, copy.
WRUB 229, standing by.
Sorry about that. I'm calling different stations, sir.
WSEN 594. Radio check, can I get a comeback?
Your radio check loud and clear over this way, WSBM 993, copy.
Hey, you. Monitoring.
Station 922. Station 922. WIUG 488.
WSFZ 793 back monitoring.
EM 993 mobile and monitoring.
793-793,
do you copy? WSBM 993.
Yeah, come on, Chad.
WSOZ 793. Hey, Roger, I was just following up with you to see if you had corresponded with Ed yet about those batteries yet.
Oh, man. Yeah, thanks for reminding me. I got to watch some stuff and I forgot, man. yeah, I got to get a hold of him. Sorry, man, I totally forgot.
Hey, Roger, that I was just checking to see or whatnot. No big deal. I was just seeing if you had corresponded with him or not. So you have to get mobile.
All right, I'm going to give him a call here in a minute. I'm sorry about that, man. I forgot. Jeez. I got to watching his video and, well, actually a movie, and it slipped my mind. So, all right, man, I'll talk to you a little bit. I'll let you know how it goes. One of us will. WSFZ 793 monitoring.
No worries. WSBM 993 mobile clear and monitoring. 93, he just heard us talking on the radio. He's monitoring. He's laughing over there. I think he told me to tell you. WSBM 993 clear.
Yeah, well, it figures. Well, tell him hello from me. I'm going to go ahead and make this phone call and get this out of the way, so I'll catch you in a few.
Roger that. WSBM 993 mobile, clear and monitoring.
It's working. Stop the whistle.
WSAA-336, WSAA-336, WSBM-993, copy. WSAA-336, Chuck, WSBM-993. WSBM-993, clear and monitoring.
WSHR 566 to WSGU 844. Yeah, copy. No copy, I'm WSGU 4 WSHR 566. Clear.
WSID 817 monitoring.
WSGV 254, WSBM 993 mobile, copy. Yep, you made it through. The audio is a little bit low. A little bit of fuzz in there, but a little bit low audio, but I can hear you.
Thanks for that. Yeah, I
just told you
that I've got a signal on
that
mic for sure.
Roger, are you on a hand mic or are you just on the built-in microphone on the radio?
Built-in mic, and you know what? Dave, you tell me better to use the plug-in mic. I haven't gotten that yet, but I will have to do that later on. I have to take it out of the box. I have to gotta find the box first.
Hey, Roger that. Is he on the Detroit or the Mount Clemens?
That'll be Detroit.
Roger. Yep, he's making it through. Like I said, just modulation could be a little bit better, but definitely making it through okay.
All right, they said, yeah, I'll think of that line. I'll probably try it tomorrow evening and see how that works.
Copy that. How are we sounding out there to you? How are we coming through to you?
Everybody else,
nice and clear. Copy that. All right, Ed, sounds good, my friend. WSDM 993, clear and monitoring.
WSDM
WSBM 993 portable monitoring.
WSOZ 793.
Come on, world famous.
Hey, what's happening?
I'm just chilling out, just winding down. That's about it. You know, watching some YouTube on the TV, so.
Yeah, Roger that. Same here. I just got done watching the movie Hang 'Em High with Clint Eastwood. And I'm just winding down a few before I go to bed there, Roger.
Yeah, what's the Sam Flashcott 902? Yeah, I don't see purposes. Yeah, I'm just sitting here watching some documentary on Austria and the German goal. They threw some stuff in the lake, and I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it all out. Pretty cool, though.
Yeah, I'll add you that. That sounds all right. I like documentaries, Watched a couple of them the other day. I don't know about Hitler or something there. Sometimes when documentaries are cool to watch, like I said, today was a movie I was on YouTube and I had Clint Eastwood's Hang 'Em High. And I've seen it before, but yeah, it's a good movie, so I clicked it on and sat here and watched it, even though it's past my bedtime, but it was worth it.
Roger that. They've been running that show lately on, I think, A&E or one of them. A bunch of the old Clint Eastwood movies. Must be about around the time he died or something. Because there's quite a few of them that's been on there, so. Yeah, it's all good stuff. I like them old movies, too. I like the old cowboy movies. It's a lot better than anything they're putting out today. You know, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. I'm into the spaghetti westerns, old Clint Eastwood, spaghetti westerns. They're a few dollars more, fistful of dollars, good, bad, and ugly, and I really dig the hell out of them movies, and Hang 'Em High is another one. Yeah, the stuff back then's a lot better than the stuff out there today. That I agree with that, I guess, but...
Kind of sound like somebody wanted to get in there with a nugget through the repeater. But yeah, I totally agree. There's nothing on the regular TV. I got 500 channels and nothing to watch. So I kicked onto the YouTube and went through a bunch of different stuff that kept popping up. So it seemed kind of interesting. Austria is beautiful. I watched some other stuff on Austria and up there in the mountains. It's just beautiful country up there. Unbelievable. Roger that.
Roger that. I agree. Boy, what was it? I've seen something on Austria before, and I don't know if it was a documentary what it was. It was about Austria, though. I watched some of it, and they showed the country and mountains and everything and stuff, and it is, man. It's beautiful, some beautiful stuff, man. More beautiful, much I hate to say, a little more beautiful than what we have here. There, go ahead.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, don't get me wrong, the United States has some beautiful spots, but there's parts of over there up in the mountains that are just breathtaking. So, yeah, I don't know.
Shoot me one up here real quick. I'm cool with that, I guess. Yeah, that's cool, man. Like I said, I like documentaries. I've seen some documentaries on YouTube, like, you know, that I wouldn't think about during it. You know, it's just weird. I'd be going through stuff, and there's a documentary on Hitler and stuff, and I'd watch it. What the hell? They had documentaries on musicians and stuff. I like documentaries. I like three things, man. I like the old spaghetti westerns. I love mafia movies. And I like documentaries, dude, okay?
Roger that. Usually my Sundays I watch either old westerns or get back to a documentary or this or that. So it's about hitting gold. I guess they threw it in the lake or something like that. And I don't know. They're like digging it up right now. They're finding all kinds of stuff. So yeah, it's different. It's just something different, you know.
Yeah, Roger. Did you say Clint Eastwood died?
Yeah, I'm almost 100% positive he died, and Charlton Heston died, and yeah, everybody's been gone for a little while. Yeah, all the good ones. I, like you said, all the good old Hang 'em Highs and A Fistful of Dollars and all the spaghetti westerns. We watch them a lot. So, Roger that.
Huh. I'm going to have to look that up, because I didn't know he died, man. I'm going to be bummed out if he did, but then again, you know, he's old, and, you know, it is what it is, but I didn't know that. If he's dead, man, I'm going to be bumming a little bit, but not major, you know, but the Clint was the Clint, man. You know, you look at him sideways, and you get a bullet in your head.
993.
To somebody out there, I don't know, I'll get with you again tomorrow. This is Whiskey Sam Foxtrot. I'll be standing by and monitoring.
Yeah, Frank, man, we'll talk to you tomorrow. You and the woman have a good evening, and you know, sounding good too. You're sounding really good. There's a break out there, go ahead. WSOC 793, monitoring.
793, WSBM 993, copy.
Yeah, come on, Chad.
Hey, Roger, yeah, Clint Eastwood, he's still alive, yeah, 94 years old. So you talked to Ed then, Roger?
Yeah, I called him up, We talked for a while. I think my time on my phone said 50-something minutes. We asked about everything, man. He's a fun guy to talk to.
Hey, Roger that. Yeah, pretty cool guy, man. Pretty cool guy, definitely, for sure, absolutely. but, yeah, Clint Eastwood's still alive, 94 years old, my friend. Ever seen that movie, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Oh, yeah, The Indian and Nurse Ratched and... who the hell is that? You know, I forget names, man. You know, the main character. Geez, I must be getting what Biden has or something, because Jack Nicholson. Yeah, that's a great movie, man. I just watched it recently, too, I think a couple weeks ago or something. I've seen it a dozen times, but it's still a great movie to watch there, okay?
Yes, indeed. What about Sling Blade, Billy Bob Thornton there?
I tell you what, that Sling Blade, man, should be labeled as a classic, or should be, I don't know, man, that's an excellent movie. I mean, that's a damn good movie. I could watch that over and over again there, go ahead.
Hey, Roger that. Well, I'm glad that you and Ed were able to connect and talk and get everything all squared away and whatnot. That was great, awesome, excellent. Yeah, I'm just on the Baofeng handheld right now, hooked up to the Nagoya, sitting inside the house here. We sounding okay out that way?
Yeah, you sound great. As usual, full quieting. No noise, no nothing. Just all you there, okay?
Hey, Roger, that, I hear ya. Yeah, just thought I'd jump in there real quick or whatever. But that's about it on this end. Just getting ready to kick back and unwind for the night, I guess. And good old Monday tomorrow and start of the new week. So see what it brings us, you know. But yeah, man, just wanted to jump in there and say hello, and glad you made a connection with Ed, all that good stuff. So, Yeah, man. You take it easy, and we'll just gonna kick back and monitor here a little bit. And you have a good rest of your evening there, Dave. WSBM 993 portable. Clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, all right, Chad. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate you letting me know Clint's still alive. That's good news. And, yeah, you're sounding good, and I got all connected with Ed and everything. I've got that straightened out and all that good business. So you have yourself a good evening. Good talking to you as usual. You sound like you're up happy there, so that's cool. Anyway, I'll catch you later. WSOD 793 monitoring.
Roger that. One other quick thing, too. Speaking of that DV-20, the one that I currently got now, the defective one, not the new one that's on its way, but the defective one. So, we were talking earlier about the circuitry boards and different stuff like that. You were talking about soldering and different things. I was just wondering, if that isn't the microphone issue and it's something internal in there, I wonder if somebody could actually get inside of there and operate on it and maybe figure it out or something. Do you think that could be possible or no?
Yeah, me and Ed were talking about that too. I told him what I told you. I told him in my own opinion, just mine, I don't think it's in the microphone. I think it's in the radio, and we got to talking about that and everything, and I told him the story about mine overheating so bad that I didn't know it, that it was doing the same exact thing yours was. So, but, yeah, the radio, I believe, I can't see right now. It's kind of dark around the radio. If the radio's got four screws holding the case, the covers on, yeah, it can be opened up and looked at.
Roger that, yeah, but, anybody that, fixes them or repairs them, though, I wonder who would do something like that or whatever. Take it to Technician Dave down there and warn WSBM 993.
Well, I don't know, with my eyesight, I can look at the solder joints and stuff on it. But as for repair, if it's the processor or something, man, I can't unsolder and resolder processors, especially if they're square and they have 16 pins on each side. 4 times 16. The leads are so small and stuff. I need a magnifying glass and I need a soldering iron with a needle tip and all kinds of stuff I don't have. But, if you sound it, I can open it up and look at the solder joints and look at the wiring and stuff and see if I can figure it out, sure.
Roger that. Yeah, it'd be nice. They probably do somewhere around. I don't know exactly where, but it'd be nice if they had, repair shops around that actually worked and fixed those type of radios, back in the day, CB. Ooh, ouch, I just spoke CB on here. I better be careful. But, people back in the day with CB, they, could take them in and fix them and, do what they needed to do inside of them. But I don't know if there's anything with GMRS, where they people can go in and, operate on them or fix them, I don't know. Maybe there is.
Well, you can always get up on Google, or if your thing goes to Google any repair shops around your area that work on GMRS radios, and something might come up. In the old days and stuff, they had repair shops all over the place. You brought your TV in, radio, whatever, and there used to be a lot of them around. They're old-timers. But all them old-timers kicked off, and, the new people, they don't know they're from a hole in the ground. So that's why you don't find very, and now especially with really complicated stuff like we have now with, everything in one chip and this and that, it ain't like repairing the old stuff, but checking solder joints and wiring and stuff, anybody can do. I don't even know what the radio looks like on the inside. I never opened mine up there, okay?
Yeah, roger that. I hear you. WSBM 993 for radio identification. Yeah, the only one that I know that has that shop or whatever is in Owosso, and that's Travis. But and I think he sells more stuff. I don't think he really repairs stuff per se. I think he more sells stuff and programs radios and computers and different stuff like that. I don't think he's really a repair guy. But that's about the only person I can really think of right offhand, you know.
You know, I'm a duke, because now you got my KI stuff. I should have did it today. I ain't going to do it right now because I'm falling asleep. Tomorrow, man, I'm going to get on Google, and I'm going to type in BB20 problems, and I'm going to see if that shows up anywhere, and well, I'm going to type something like that in, and I'm going to look at the forums and everything and see if anybody has the same problem you do and what was done to rectify it.
Copy that. I hear you for sure. Definitely. I just typed it in. I might play around on there, and I just typed in BB20G radio problems. Might check around on there and look on there and see if anything pops up just out of curiosity. That's a good idea, too, for sure. Forums, there we go. But yeah, all right, Dave. Sounds good, man. We'll get off of here, get back and monitor. We'll talk with you again soon. And you have yourself a good one, my friend. Always good to talk to you and hear from you. Sounding good also. WSBM 993, portable, clear, monitoring frequency.
Yeah, all right. Go through that. Check through that, man. See if you can find out where your problem's at. If there's anybody with the same problems, and they'll tell you. Sometimes they tell you what to do to fix it or whatever the case. Just go through them all and look, man, and find it out. All right, I'll talk to you later, my friend. WSOC 793, and I'm monitoring. Well, I'm not sure if that's you, Ed, or whoever it is. You're not making the repeater. It's just all noise.
How about now?
Well, you're getting there. I heard you say, how about now? I could hear you.
Yeah, I tried plugging in the mic, and that didn't do very good.
Is that you, Ed?
Yeah, yesterday I tried plugging in the microphone and saying, what the, on the evening, and just tried that. You guys couldn't make anything out, so here, I'll unplug it and try it again. So, WSBB254.
Yeah, right, Ed. You're making it. I can understand what you're saying. Bunch of hash behind you, though. You're just making it over the hash to where you're understandable there. I heard you say you plugged your hand mic into it and using the hand mic, okay?
Yeah, I was trying that first. The microphone's being in because you didn't get through it all. I suggested that might sound better, but apparently not.
Yeah, whatever you're doing right now, keep it, because you came in good that time. A little bit of noise behind you, but your modulation was really in there.
And that will be because I stepped outside, so is there something to interfere me except the trees?
Okay, roger that. What did you say about the hand mic? You were on the hand mic. You sounded all right. What did you say about the hand mic?
I plugged it in and tried it from the same spot I had earlier. I was talking to Chad, and without it, I just don't want to just keep it the first time to get back to you guys before you sign out for the night. I had my plugged it in, tried chiming in that way, and it didn't work out very well. So it's actually a better sound from what you guys are telling me based on your responses, just using the mic, just the built-in mic on the handheld.
Well, it's kind of hard to wonder if the hand mic's better when your signal's all hashed up and bashed up, you know, when you're not making it, when the noise is covering you up. It's hard to tell you know, between the internal microphone and the hand microphone. See, where you're at now, you're outside, though. But you're coming in good enough that if you plug that hand mic in, be able to tell the difference there, okay?
Give me just a second, I'll try that.
Okay, no problem. You back outside again? Nah, it's way too low, man. Modulation's way too low. I guess the hand mic sucks because your modulation's way too low.
Roger that.
I heard a lot of people, well, I don't know about a lot of people, but I heard people say that the hand mics that came with them, they suck. And other people say they're pretty good. You know, I remember Jack asking me if I had a hand mic for my foul thing when I was talking to him on it. I told him, yeah, and he asked me to hook it up, test it. And when I talked on it, he told me I sounded better on the hand mic than I did on, than I did on the internal mic there. So, you know, I just figured. But yeah, that hand mic is messed up for it. Your modulation's like really super low when you use it.
Yeah, it feels like a real piece of crap, but, you know, it is what it is. I can tell you that mic became a fact, that the radios came in as a pair, so maybe I'll give that a try later on.
Well, while you got me out here, and there really ain't much traffic, go ahead and grab it. Let's give it a listen.
Unfortunately, I have to go dig it out, so I'm going to call it by myself because we'll talk to them severely.
Yeah, all right, well, there's always tomorrow. I'll be out here sometime tomorrow, and we can test them out or test the other one out. Maybe you got a bad mic. Because that microphone, man, is really low in modulation. What I would do, I've seen a guy on YouTube, he did it to a radio oddity mic. He showed the hole where you talk into and it was like half blocked with plastic. And he said that's why your modulation's low on the DB20, and he took the mic apart and he drilled out the plastic and, you know, the plastic covering the hole and everything. Put it back together and, you know, modulation was much better. I don't know if that's the same case with them Baofeng mics. They're all right.
Roger that. There are some screw holes in the back of this, so maybe I can take a look at that. That might be the problem.
Yeah, because the modulation's way too low for it to have. That's what made me wonder. I mean, you know, if anything, you could have crappy modulation or something, but it should still be as high as the modulation on your radio. And when you're talking at hand mic, you're like way down there. That's a possibility. It'd be nice if that was it. You just get that plastic up out of that hole and, you know, be able to modulate.
Yeah, roger that. I'll pick it up tomorrow and, try and hook up with you guys sometime tomorrow evening.
Roger, well, I'll be out here. If anything, if it's quiet out here, nobody's out here, you know, shoot me a text or something letting me know that you want to check them out. I'll come out here and we'll get you straightened out there, okay?
Good for that. I'll be clear on your final. This is WSTV 254.
All right, Ed. Good talking to you as usual. Like I said, just let me know if you want to. If there's nobody out here, well, I know that where you're at, you can't hit the other repeaters, so the private ones. Just give me a text or something, and I'll pop out here, and we'll give them a run. Yeah, if you get a chance, crack that mic open and see if that's the deal. Would be nice if that's all it is, man. It's a decent hand mic, I don't know. Anyway, we'll catch you later. You have yourself a good evening. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring for a few more minutes.
WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WIUG 48, copy.
Sounding good here, Jack. WSGH 922.
How was that? Did you were on the echo?
Yeah, that sound right.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like when you call in the morning on that GM.
I was using the same iPad. I don't know why. It sounded different.
Because probably they got different repeaters. That's why. It's a different repeater of what that GM is.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Yeah, but you're sounding good anyhow. It was sounding clear with no problem at all. How do you do that? Can I do that too on the Echo Link?
Absolutely, yeah. You just got to download the app, sign up for an account.
I have all these. I even have the WHB, too, on it.
What were you using to call into the net?
I was on this 50-watt, the DYT.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you should be able to get on Echo Link.
No, yes, I fixed it, and it went through, but I don't know how to go. You go on that, you search there, the call sign, it comes out, and what do you push after that? You go push like a... You go on the setting, or you go on the... I have it on the favorite, by the way.
I'd have to walk you through it on the phone. I don't think I could do it here, but once you get on your iPad, there's a left bar there, and you know, you got your favorites and all that. You got to put it in there, and the repeater that you're trying to get at. And connect that way.
I got you. All right, no problem. No big deal. Don't worry about it. Anyhow, no, you were sounding good. It's just a repeater. It's a different repeater. It is not here. It's always to Hazel Park. I mean, not Hazel Park, Oak Park. That's what that repeater is.
Yeah, the other one that we talk on in the mornings, it's called the East Coast Reflector, and it's connected to the WWEM repeater on top of the Renaissance in Detroit.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's what they said, on top of the Renaissance. I don't know what they're going to do later on. I don't know, the Renaissance still going to be there or not.
Yeah, it's yet to be seen. They'll still be there, but it might not be GM.
Yeah, probably. Because they're moving somewhere else. I think they're moving to Texas.
I haven't heard. Honestly, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm trying to get a hold of Dan out there in Cleveland, so he's not answering, so he's probably sleeping by now. He shouldn't be sleeping at this time of day. It's only 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe the bands aren't opening up tonight. I don't know. It seems kind of cloudy.
That's how it looked like here, the cloud in the sky, a white cloud in the sky going back and forth here. And it was a little bit chilly. I drove to Costco. Costco was so busy, unbelievable. I had to wait like 15 minutes to get it in line.
Yeah, today, yeah. Wow, on Sunday. Yeah, I guess Saturday, Sunday's probably their busier days, but we went on Friday, Friday morning around noon or so, and it wasn't too bad.
Well, see, they say when the pandemic hit, it says all the, they don't say all the old folks, but that's what it sounds like. You just come in the morning at 9 o'clock or 9:30, and you get out of there by 12 o'clock, and the rest of the day it'll be for all like young people.
You're exactly right. Yeah, it was a bunch of us old farts in there on Friday, waiting to get our $1.50 hot dog at noon, you know, save a couple bucks on lunch.
Oh, I love the hot dog, and I love that pizza. You know, one slice pizza, a couple dollars. I was out there today, I said, oh, I'm going to go for a pizza. I ate one slice and walked out.
Yeah, it's funny. I took my dad down there to Costco in Auburn Hills because they didn't have one up here yet. And when we got done, we got a hot dog and a drink there. And my better half, Jen, her aunt works down there, and we were talking to her, and he says, out of all the stuff I saw all day in here, you got a lot of neat stuff. He says, I cannot believe I got a hot dog for $1.50. That's really a good deal in a pop. And he just thought that was the greatest thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, every time we used to go there, every time we go there, we grab a hot dog and a pop, really. Then, but now I can't do a slice of pizza.
Yeah, it's not bad either, really. But, yeah, it's a classic. Got to get a hot dog and a pop for sure.
You know, they used to have that, the beef, it was like a big sandwich was. They cut that off. And that was so delicious. It melts in your mouth. And also, they give you a lot of beef on that little sandwich. It was about $5, I think. $4.99 or $5, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm not kidding you. You can have another slice of bread to fill up that.
Yeah, Jen was. I don't remember that. I'm fairly new to Costco, but Jen, she was trying to remember what it was. Yeah, it sounds good.
It's not a roast beef, but you know, something like that. You know, it's all very cut fine, and that was a lot for $5 was.
Yep. Well, I can't get out of there without spending $100. I don't care what I do. I walk in there and get one thing, and I end up spending $100. So, and if we need a lot of stuff, it's way more than that. So it's getting pricey for sure.
Yeah, and they all, and everything there, believe me, is so fresh. You know, they had water, coconut water from Philippines. I bought a case of that. I can't remember how much was it, but it was 12 in there. It's so good, that water with the coconut. Unbelievable. And they had a lot of different stuff from different countries. And I went on olive oil,
and it says quickling olive oil, and it was made in Italy. And I picked up the bottle from because it made, that is the best olive oil from Italy.
Yep, that is true. That is true. Those olives we got, you told us about, we love them. The jalapeno stuffed garlic, green olives, love them.
Yeah, I still have half a jar left. I ate some a couple of days ago, and today I didn't get a chance because I had to go there. So, you know, but that's how we do it. We'll put the olive oil and put lemon, and it's so good. I don't know if you do that or not, but put lemon, squeeze the lemon on top of them, and put, sometimes slice that lemon, and put some of the slice there, and let it sit for a couple of days, and see how that tastes.
Are you talking about putting the lemon on top of the olive?
Yeah, put lemon on top of the olives and let it sit there for a couple of days. And put some olive oil. Put that good olive oil in there and taste it. That's so delicious. And that's how we make it.
Okay, yeah. We'll give it a try for sure. Yeah, it sounds good.
Great. It's delicious. I'm not kidding you. Try that. That's what I have. I'll send you the picture of the jar I have, and it has olive oil, and it has lemon. Squeeze the lemon there.
Hey, you're making me hungry, Jack.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. All right, great. Good talking to you. We'll talk again tomorrow. WIUG 48.
All right, buddy. We'll chat tomorrow. Good talking with you. WSGH 922 will be clear. WSGH 922 base to mobile. You out there? You're going to have to hold the antenna straight up or go to the window. Oh, I heard you that time. Yeah, you're a little bit scratchy. Are you outside? Yeah, you'd have to come out upstairs on to really hear you good. But I can hear you. It's just a little scratchy. Okay, well, don't fall off the chair there, but you would definitely sound a lot better if you went upstairs anyways, but I can hear you. Keep that battery charged up.
Hello, hello.
Well, I can hear you a lot better there.
Yeah, I came upstairs. That was Mom saying hello.
Hello, Lisa. All right, guys, let me sign off here. WSGH 922 will be clear. You're supposed to say your WSGH 922 mobile clear.
Yeah, I know. I'm
getting a kick
out of this. WSTH
92
mobile clear.
That's your new toy.
WSTH 92 base, WSBM 993 copy, Greg.
Hey, Chad, how you doing? Go ahead.
Hey, Roger. I just wanted to let you know, I told you I'd keep you updated. Got that DB20 radio getting it replaced under warranty replacement. So they're sending a new radio. They told me to keep the old one. So we're getting a new one sent. Should be here Tuesday. Just was giving you an update on that, WSBM993.
Good deal, yeah. That's good. They'll stand behind it. You gotta send them back the old one?
Negative. They said to keep the old one. So what I'm gonna do when the new one comes, I'm gonna plug in the microphone from the new one into the old one and see if it does it still. If it still continues to do it, then I know it must be the radio or something internally. If it doesn't do it, then evidently it must be the microphone. So that's how we're gonna pinpoint it, I guess, at this point. Copy?
Yeah, perfect. Good idea. Yeah, then you can buy a new microphone for, I don't know what they are, probably 20 or 30 bucks, I would think.
Hey, Roger, yeah, they're like $22. I already priced them on Amazon. Yep, like $21, $22 replace the microphone. So then we'll have two DB20s.
All right, good deal. All right, Chad, well, I got to get off here. I'm getting overrun by the TV here, so we'll talk to you later. WSGH922 will be clear.
Roger that, Greg. You have yourself a good one, my friend. Always good hearing from you and talking to you. Sounding great as well, as always. WSBM 993 portable, clear and monitoring.